This week on Indian Times, we take a look at the Jim Thorpe Native American Games that took place in various venues in Oklahoma City and Shawnee. And we speak with his eldest living son, William Thorpe. Native American athletes from 61 tribes from across the nation competed in the second annual Jim Thorpe Native American Games. Athletes competed in activities such as basketball, golf, martial arts, wrestling, and softball at several sports venues. The games kicked off at Remington Park when Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitebe proclaimed, "Let the games begin," after the parade of athletes passed the reviewing stand of dignitaries that included Muscogee Creek Nation Chief George Tiger, Sac and Fox Principal Chief George Thurman, and the son of the man who ABC's Wide World of Sports called the athlete of the 20th century, William Thorpe. Approaching the Abe Lemons Arena on the Oklahoma City University campus, young Native Americans in basketball uniforms and their families are everywhere, and excitement is evident as they hurry into the venue. Three basketball games are going on simultaneously, and a proud mom and pop, Nick and Marla Quitone, watch from the back, and I ask what these games mean.
A lot. It means a lot to our kids. My daughter, she loves to play basketball.
Yeah, my daughter's playing on the team.
And what do you think about this Jim Thorpe
game? It's nice. It's real nice. I like to bring all the different Indian tribes together to play. It's real nice. Real organized, good.
And what's it mean for the kids that it's Jim Thorpe?
Oh, yeah. It's something for them to look up to and something to shoot for. I mean, he can do it. Anybody can do it.
I move towards a young man waiting on his team's turn to play.
Jackson Fry.
And what tribe are you?
Creek.
Creek? Mm-hmm. And is this your first year here?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about it all?
It's fun.
And where'd you come from?
Weleka, Oklahoma.
William Thorpe is sitting outside in the lobby of the basketball arena, a sort of goodwill ambassador for the games, signing autographs and taking pictures with whomever asks. A smiling and happy 85-year-old whose energy belies his age, he now lives in Arlington, Texas.
I get up to Oklahoma here probably about three or four times a year, different programs that they have, the Jim Thorpe Awards program and Sports Awards program and stuff like that. So I don't get up here that much, but I enjoy coming up, and especially for these Native American games. It's really wonderful to sit and watch these kids, and a lot of them are really good athletes. And, I mean, some aren't, but, I mean, they're here to do whatever they want to do, which is really great. I mean, they have a chance to participate, and that's a big thing. They can say, well, I went to Oklahoma and I participated in the Jim Thorpe Native American Games. And that's what it's about.
How do you think he'd feel about these games?
Oh, I think he'd love it. See, that was one of Dad's wishes years and years ago. I mean, he mentioned this a number of times, that he would like to see a Junior Olympics. And for Native American children. And this basically is kind of falling in that line.
This past year, the Thorpe family has been in the news as they try to bring their father's body home to rest in Oklahoma, in his Sac and Fox homeland.
It's really great. Right now, I think everything is looking to be in our favor. The judge ruled that as far as the body is concerned, it should be returned to Oklahoma. And they gave Jim Thorpe, PA, 30-day appeal time. And so they appealed it. Now it's in appeal, and once that's settled, I mean, whichever way the appeal goes, then that's it. I mean, if the appeal goes in our favor, then we'll bring his body back. But we have not established really anything at this time, because it's a little early, really early to do that. I mean, trying to make all the arrangements, things like that, and then not have it come true is really kind of an effort. And it really wouldn't take that much time to, once we get his body here, to put it to rest in a temporary spot until we get everything, his monument and everything else set up.
That was William Thorpe, the eldest living son of the late, great Jim Thorpe, speaking from the Jim Thorpe Native American Games in Oklahoma City. Here are some upcoming powwows in Oklahoma. The 39th Annual Tonkawa Tribal Powwow will take place June 28th through the 30th on the Tonkawa Tribal Powwow Grounds in Tonkawa, Oklahoma. July 2nd through 4th will be the Kiowa Gourd Clan Celebration in Carnegie City Park in Carnegie. July 4th through the 7th will be the 67th Pawnee Indian Veterans Powwow that will take place in Pawnee, Oklahoma. And also that same weekend, July 5th through the 7th, will be the Quapaw Tribal Powwow in Quapaw. Next week on Indian Times, we speak to attorney Stacy Leeds about this month's meeting in Oklahoma of the Commission on Trust Administration and Reform. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.